along in my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel.
I stole a kiss at the turn. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to Mark from the SAC. Raised some very good points. With Ted Cruz, just to give you the background, Ted Cruz was born in Canada. His father was Cuban citizen. His mother was from Delaware. And so when they came back to the United States, they hadn't planned to do it. Because his mother was an American citizen, right now, people will say that you're an American citizen too. And that's why he didn't have to go through any naturalization. But his father's an interesting guy because Ted Cruz always peddled the thing that his father was basically a refugee from Castro, you know, try to tie into the right wing thing. There's a lot of evidence that his father was a refugee from Batista, whom Castro overthrew. And I think if anybody did any deep digging into his father, I think that's not something that would help Ted Cruz with the Republican QAnon base. But the thing about Ted Cruz, and Mark also correctly pointed out that when they lost power in Texas, he went to Mexico to a resort, invited his friends to come along, said everybody should go there, and he just got out of town until the worst was over. I don't know if you remember this because it's getting into spring, but Texas had a severe cold snap. Kid froze to death, absolutely froze to death because he had no heat in Texas when that whole thing went on. Normally, Texas is a lot warmer than that. So he cut and ran. I mean, he just skipped town. He voted with his feet. He got out. But the thing about this goes beyond it. What he's done, threatening Coca-Cola, Major League Baseball, and Boeing with billions of dollars in retaliation for their simply saying, we don't agree with voter suppression legislation. And he does this in the Wall Street Journal. Any businessman who offered a smaller amount than billions, 10 grand, 20 grand, to amend the unemployment comp laws, to amend the Fair Dealership Act, would go to prison. Underline that. So why, if you threaten 12 billion to Coca-Cola, billions to Boeing, and getting rid of an antitrust exemption, which is a multi-billion dollar ticket item, because somebody opposed what you have put in as legislation, your party, why aren't they going after him? Because the bigger they are, the scarier it is for prosecutors. They think there are political components to it, and that's just plain wrong. That's just plain wrong, but that's what's going on. That's what's going on with Ted Cruz. Now, in the George Floyd, the murder trial of Chauvin, he has moved for a new trial. That is very, very common. And he puts in a lot of the boilerplate, you should have given me a change of venue, blah, blah, blah. None of that's going to go anywhere. The one factual issue is that one of the jurors attended a rally in Washington, D.C. last August. And it was not a Black Lives Matter rally. It was a rally for Martin Luther King. And he did have a Black Lives Matter T-shirt on it in one of the pictures. And George Floyd's family spoke at it. And one on the logo on the T-shirt that the juror had back in August was get off my throat. And it's not clear to me whether that referred to George Floyd or Eric Garner or the other various other people who have been strangled. So what do you do with that? There was a juror questionnaire. In one of them, they asked the jury, did you march in a Black Lives Matter protest? And this guy said no, because he hadn't. Well, is a rally for Martin Luther King in August in Washington, D.C., is that marching in a Black Lives Matter protest? No. People have honored Martin Luther King's work for years. What if you have a T-shirt that said Black Lives Matter and get off my throat? That still is not marching in a protest, but that's the kind of thing they're going to bring to the Minnesota Supreme Court, which is, did that taint that juror? My own opinion on that is lawyers get what are called strikes. And you can get strikes for cause, and you get strikes, just preemptive strikes. You can do it for any reason. Most courts, you get three of them. Just because you don't look like the way the guy looks, something he said, what his hobbies are, there's some intuition of you. You can't strike him just for racial reasons, but you have pretty wide latitude if you're a defense counsel. And in this one, for the life of me, I don't know why the defense didn't strike the guy. They could have. It must be that there are others they thought were worse. Who knows? Blah, blah, blah. And one juror isn't going to make a difference. And frankly, most of the jurors said they were ready to convict the minute they went back in the room. It was the video. It was the video. That cold, sadistic look on Chauvin's face as he slowly takes 8 minutes to torture George Floyd and strangle him. That's what did it. So what does the Minnesota Supreme Court do with this? I don't know. Basically, they're good judges on it. Pete Cahill, trial judge, he's the first one that has to rule on it. Very good judge. And he's, believe it or not, he's from Oconomowoc, so a Wisconsin guy. I find it very, very hard to think that he is going to overturn a verdict like that. But you get this kind of stuff in El Chapo's trial, the Mexican killer, the drug guy, the cartel guy. They turned a juror who came back and said that he disobeyed a court order and looked online at other information. You never know with a guy like El Chapo, they threatened his family or gave him $1 million in a Swiss bank account. You just don't know. I don't know what that happened there. But for jurors to come in later and try to overturn the verdict and say, well, something wrong happened. Judges are very skeptical of that. You know, you're never going to have a jury trial that's perfect. But this one, there's massive evidence against Chauvin. I personally do not think that this is going to get overturned. Personally do not think it's going to get overturned. But stranger things have happened. So stay tuned. But basically, I do not think it's going to get overturned. Matt Gaetz, we haven't talked about Matt Gaetz in a while. Mercifully, Matt Gaetz now taking a page out of the Trump playbook. Matt Gaetz, very close to being charged in sex trafficking in Florida, underage. His co-conspirator has cooperated, he's ratting him out, two-legged rat. Matt Gaetz originally tried to be Mr. Lawyer, quite the little Mr. Lawyer. Very stupid. Smart people do not become Mr. Lawyer in their own defense. They keep quiet and they hire lawyers. Matt Gaetz shot his mouth off and he really hurt himself. Well, now he's taking a page out of the Trump playbook and he's blaming the media. So his public statements are not going to be out anything factual. They're going to be, the media is out to get me because I was for Trump and the media is the enemy of the people. It's the media, the media. The media. Well, guess what? When you run for Congress, the media follows you. You put out press releases. When you do something like you did, the media is interested. When your co-conspirator, your running dog, your fellow traveler, your wingman turns on you, the media is interested in that. They're interested in the subject matter. It's important to root out the good and the bad in Congress. So blaming it on the media, just because Trump blamed it on the media, Trump is Trump and Matt Gaetz is Matt Gaetz, and Matt Gaetz ain't ever going higher than he is right now. So stay tuned. I think with Matt Gaetz, what's going to happen is there will be charges. All the indicators are that there's certainly enough evidence to go forward. I'm sure they're nailing it down, trying to find out what the whole range of charges can be. He'll get counsel. Maybe it'll plead, maybe it'll go to trial. But Matt Gaetz is the one who, remember, invaded the Capitol himself with some people into a secure room where Adam Schiff and his committee were looking at confidential documents, and they brought in their cell phones to photograph them contrary to law. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.